Class 8, Subject Physics, Chapter Matter, Topic Change of State. In this audio, we will understand how the three states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, change into one state to other, either by heating or cooling. According to kinetic theory of matter, we know solids have strong attractive force, which holds the molecules or particles close to each other, and the molecules are fixed in a position. So solids have a definite shape and volume. They cannot flow like a liquid. We also know, according to kinetic theory of matter, that molecules in a solid vibrate or oscillate in their fixed positions. When a solid is heated, the molecules absorb energy and move more vigorously. Then the molecules are able to overcome the attractive force and move out of their fixed positions. The solid melts into a liquid, that is, ice melting into water. The temperature at which the process begins is known as melting point. Now let us see how boiling occurs. According to kinetic theory of matter, when a liquid is heated, the molecules move very fast. And when the molecules are able to overcome the force of attraction, they leave the surface to change into a gaseous state. Let us understand the differences between boiling and evaporation. We have seen that a tumbler full of water, when left untouched for days, slowly the level of water decreases. Why? Evaporation occurs at room temperature, and only particles which are able to overcome the attractive forces leave from the surface. But boiling is a process where heating is required and molecules escape from the whole volume of the liquid. Condensation. Condensation occurs when a gas on cooling changes into liquid droplets as the kinetic energy decreases, hence decreasing the intermolecular space. We have observed water droplets on the outer surface of a glass of cold drinks. The water vapor has condensed on the outer surface from air. This is condensation. Freezing of liquids. When a liquid is cooled, the molecules lose kinetic energy and the intermolecular space decreases. The molecules now vibrate in their fixed positions. So a liquid has frozen into a solid. That is frost formation or ice formation in cold countries. What is vapor pressure? When the rate of liquid molecules escaping the surface is equal to the number of molecules returning back to the liquid, an equilibrium is reached. The pressure due to the liquid vapor is then called the vapor pressure of the liquid. Sublimation. It is a process where a solid absorbs energy and directly changes into a gas. Deposition is the opposite process of sublimation. During cooling, a vapor changes into a solid. Please go through the links given in the document.